It's Friday, July 31st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Lessons from big tech earnings, the EU goes big against cyber attacks, and finally, a Jedi update. This is the Business of Tech. Earnings are out for the big tech companies. Amazon reported a quarterly profit and 40% growth. Facebook beat expectations for revenue, profits, and user growth. Apple far exceeded expectations with growth across all product lines. And Alphabet slightly beat expectations, although did post its first ever revenue decline due to drops in advertising. Within the cloud, AWS sales rose 29% for Q2, and Google Cloud saw sales rise 43% year on year. Context. Remember that GDP fell at an annual rate of 32.9%, which is slightly better than expected, but still awful. And also for context, since the beginning of the year, these four, plus Microsoft, have increased in value an average of 35%, while the remaining 495 firms in the S&P 500 are down 5%. Why do we care? More evidence that investors in the stock market have nothing to do with reality, particularly when it comes to these companies. Remember, they were also just beaten up by Congress, and we have a clear sense of some of the actual evidence against them. Some practical lessons. These companies have built fantastic COVID resistance businesses. In my view, they are also leveraging monopoly powers in their markets to stay that way. Take what you can from the model. Each is very good at what they do and should be emulated. As Forrester's Jay McBain offered, quote, the traditional channel only sells about 20 to 30% of AWS, Google Cloud, and Apple products, whereas managed services only delivers single digits. Are these companies driving different routes to market on purpose? Are they just responding to customers' wishes? Are they taking advantage of the explosion of marketplaces and digital selling? Or are partners and distributors not building the skills and practices fast enough to take advantage of this opportunity? End quote. These are good questions. I'll simply caveat by saying it's not as simple as that because leveraging monopoly or duopoly position is far easier. Also remember that, as I'll continue to preach, this is not a statement of the market. In the Great Depression, worldwide GDP fell by 15%. In the Great Recession, it fell 4.3%. It just fell 32.9%. I will not accept that the economy is fine. It's not. Plan accordingly. The Big Four success is not indicative of anything other than them leveraging their position and how dependent we are on them. The EU has issued its first ever cyber sanctions regarding cyber attacks, imposing them against alleged Russian military agents, Chinese cyber spies, and organizations including a North Korean firm, per reporting in the AP. The sanctions, quote, are a travel ban and asset freeze to natural persons and an asset freeze to entities or bodies. It is also prohibited to directly or indirectly make funds available to listed individuals and entities or bodies. Meanwhile, a Canadian services provider, Pivot Technology Solutions, revealed vandals stole personal information of U.S. employees and consultants, including names, addresses, date of birth, gender, disability status, payroll data, banking details, social security numbers, and insurance coverage. And Twitter has further updated on its social engineering failure, identifying it was targeted via a phone-based social engineering attack to gain access to the internal network and support tools. Why do we care? It's a huge change to move to add cyber sanctions to the arsenal. The EU is ratcheting up the response, and this is indicative. The moves at the nation-state level give clear indication of what will be coming. These are serious crimes and will be dealt with as such. Which is why I include the two other stories. The provider had to do a disclosure which revealed the broad nature of the theft. The missing component is the consequences. On the private industry side, these are both serious disruptions and massive risks for society. And right now, the consequences are not proportional. I don't expect that to remain this way, and thus we care because we should be planning for that. My weekend gift, an update on Jedi, that Pentagon contract which simply is too much fun to watch. The Pentagon is expected to update its decision awarding the deal to Microsoft by the end of the month. Announced in an online press conference, the Pentagon says plans are on schedule, barring any last-minute unforeseen issues. Why do we care? There's a certain entertainment value I freely admit I'm getting from watching this play out. Besides that, there's the obvious validation either company is looking for in their cloud solution. This is a crown jewel contract from a visibility perspective. I'm mostly interested now in the criteria of the winner. It's not just going to be technical, as it's also moved to the realm of politics. What will close this deal now? Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon site. Visit patreon.com/MSPradio. The opportunity to vote on what those editorials will, interact and ask questions, and guide the direction of the show. Look for an editorial this weekend, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.